Friends in Christ, the Irish rock band U2 was tremendously popular here in Europe for about a decade. But it wasn't until 1987, with their album The Joshua Tree, that they broke out into international fame. They had two number one hits in the United States alone. The second one was popular throughout the world, was called I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For. The song begins, I have climbed highest mountains. I have run through the fields only to be with you. I have run, I have crawled, I have scaled these city walls only to be with you. But I still haven't found what I'm looking for. And the song goes on to talk about hitting the highs and the lows of life. And he even talks about this religious experience with God, the encounter with God himself. And the song says, you know I believe it. But it ends with those haunting words, I still haven't found what I'm looking for. And I suppose that that song is popular with millions of people because it strikes a chord that's true in the human heart that we search and long for. We yearn for something greater than ourselves, an experience beyond what we can even understand. Certainly it's true of the Samaritan woman in the gospel this weekend. We know from the context of that story that she's been searching and yearning for a long time, that she's been married to 5 different men. And the man she's living with now is not her husband. She has suffered much in her yearning, in her longing, in her searching for something else. And like the person in the U2 song, she's also had some kind of experience with the things of God. That she's familiar with the patriarch Jacob. She says he's the one who has given us this well to drink from. She talks about worshiping God on this mountain or in Jerusalem, she inquires of the Lord. And she even is waiting for the Messiah, waiting for the Anointed One himself, not realizing he's standing right in front of her. She still hasn't found what she's looking for. Because ultimately in the gospel, what she's looking for, or better said, who she's looking for, has found her. And that's what makes the Christian faith different from every other religion and every other faith on the face of the earth. That in many ways, religion is a search for God. It's a seeking and searching and yearning for God himself. But in the Christian faith, we believe that the opposite happens. God comes seeking and searching for us. That he takes on our human nature. He comes into the world. In our human nature, he's tired and thirsty as he comes to the well this morning. And he seeks and finds those who are lost in most need of his mercy, his healing, and his grace. To be found by God and to be loved is the ultimate end of the Christian life. And then to live out that life of Christ. How are we doing that in the Lenten season? It's a beautiful movie that came out back in 2007 called August Rush. And tells a story of this 11-year-old boy at the beginning of the movie is in an orphanage. So he doesn't have a mom and a dad. But he's a child prodigy when it comes to music. That he can play anything that he listens to. He's like a young Beethoven or a young Mozart. And he's convinced in his life that if he can only play music to enough people in the world, if he can compose music, which he has the ability at the age of 11 years old to do, if he can only compose music to be played by orchestras throughout the world, his mom and dad will hear that music and they'll come find him. Now, the people in the orphanage tell him that he's crazy. but he's convinced of it. He doesn't believe them. But at one point in the film, he goes to New York City, and his talent is immediately recognized. And one of the main characters of the film says, "August, you can be anything in the world you want to be. You're that good. What do you want to be more than anything in the world?" And to that question, he responds immediately with one word. In answer to the question, "What do you want to be more than anything in the world?" he responds, "Found." To be found and to be loved is the only thing he wants. It's what he wants most in the world. It's what we long for most in our own lives as well. To be found by God and to be loved. How is God challenging us to be available to him in the Lenten season so he can find us and draw us ever more deeply into intimacy with himself? I would suggest three ways this morning. The first way is the way of prayer. Do we make time to be alone with God where he can find us hungry and thirsty for him? The Catechism of the Catholic Church devotes one quarter of its contents to Christian prayer. And in that section, speaking specifically about the gospel we just listened to, the Samaritan woman who comes to the well to draw water, and Christ who says to her, "Give me something to drink, I'm thirsty." The Catechism, referring to that specific passage, says prayer is the encounter of God's thirst with ours. It says God thirsts that we would thirst for him. Are we giving God the time to find us thirsty in the spiritual life and to engage us in prayer, to allow us to be in intimate contact with him? Secondly, through our Lenten observances, we began the Lenten season by reflecting on prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. Fasting in a particular way creates spiritual space for God. We give up things that are legitimate, things that are good and enjoyable, but we give them up freely, not for their own sake, but to create a spiritual space where God can fill that space with himself, his presence. We allow him to find us in our neediness that we create with fasting, with prayer and almsgiving as well. And finally, perhaps most of all, we allow God to find us in the Blessed Sacrament of the Eucharist. That this is the place preeminently where God finds us hungry for him, thirsty for him, and fills us with himself. He pours out himself in his body and blood, that we might receive it and be strengthened spiritually. To be found by God in the Blessed Sacrament. May it never be said about us in the Christian faith that we still haven't found what we're looking for. Because what we believe at the heart of our Catholic faith is that God, in our longing and yearning, has found us.